The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 9, text number 4. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari. Recorded on October 3rd, 2010, in Noida, India.
So, tonight, we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 9, text number 4. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate Vasudevaya. Satatam kirtayanto mam yatantascha dridha vratha namashantascha vam bhaktya nitya yukta upasate. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. I will read in English and then you can read in Hindi after I finish in English. Always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me, these great souls perpetually worship me with devotion. Purport. The Mahatma cannot be manufactured by rubber stamping an ordinary man. His symptoms are described here. A Mahatma is always engaged in chanting the glories of the Supreme Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead. He has no other business. He is always engaged in the glorification of the Lord. In other words, he is not an impersonalist. When the question of glorification is there, one has to glorify the Supreme Lord, praising His holy name, His eternal form, His transcendental qualities, and His uncommon pastime. One has to glorify all these things, therefore a Mahatma is attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who is attached to the impersonal feature of the Supreme Lord, the Brahma Jyoti, is not described as Mahatma in the Bhagavad Gita. He is described in a different way in the next verse. The Mahatma is always engaged in different activities of devotional service, as described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing and chanting about Vishnu, not a demigod, or human being. That is devotion. Shravanam kirtanam Vishnu and smaranam, remembering Him. Such a Mahatma has firm determination to achieve at the ultimate end the association of the Supreme Lord in any one of the five transcendental rasas. To achieve that success, he engages all activities, mental, bodily, and vocal, everything in the service of the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. That is called full Krishna consciousness. In devotional service, there are certain activities which are called determined, such as fasting on certain days, like the 11th day of the moon Ekadashi, and on the appearance day of the Lord. All these rules and regulations are offered by the great acharyas for those who are actually interested in getting admission into the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in a transcendental world. And the Mahatma's great souls strictly observe all these rules and regulations, and therefore they are sure to achieve the desired result. As described in the second verse of this chapter, not only is this devotional service easy, But it can be performed in a happy mood. One does not need to undergo any severe penance and austerity. He can live this life in devotional service, guided by an expert spiritual master, and in any position, either as a householder or a sannyasi or a brahmachari, in any position and anywhere in the world, he can perform this devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and thus become actually Mahatma, a great soul.
Shri Guru Shri Jata Kalakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunathanvita Tam Sajiva Sadaita Sabaduta Parijana Zaitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha
So when we ask them, chant, 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 they say, can't, can't, can't. But yet they are chanting so many things every day. Where is money, where is money, where is money? The bird, he is chanting also, chirp, 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 chirp. Where's the worm? Where's the worm? Where's the worm? So, everyone has to chant anyway. So, if you're going to be chanting every day, why not chant for the ultimate thing? You're going to be spending your energy on chanting something. So why not chant the names of God? This is called use your intelligence. It is sometimes stated that man is a rational animal. What then distinguishes man from the animal? Obviously, that is then rationality. Rationality means you use your intelligence to analyze things carefully. So the human being can analyze, I have a temporary existence. I want to taste happiness at every minute. But in this world, it is not possible to taste happiness at every minute. Why am I suffering? This suffering does not appear to be a natural thing to me. Why am I in this unnatural condition? These are the intelligent questions placed by a person who is developing his rationality. Such a sincere soul who is actually coming to the human platform. Will be blessed by the Lord within his heart. He will be blessed by the Lord within his heart. What will that blessing be? He will come in contact with a bona fide spiritual master. Who will enlighten him? Who will tell him what his actual identity is? My dear sir, you are not a being of this material world. You are an eternal being. You are in quality one with God. It is only due to poor education that you identify with this material body. You were not trained properly to know who you are. The spiritual master then gives the proper training. To tell you who you are. So, after you find out who you are, what is the next step? The next step is you have to be who you are. If I know theoretically I am not the body, I am a pure spirit soul, and that only remains a theory, then what value is it? It will have practically no value. But if I will put that theory into practice, then it will become unlimitedly valued. So one might ask, how then do I put this theory into practice? I don't know what to do, how to put it into practice. Therefore, Krishna says, Satatam kirtiyanto mam yatantascha dhavrita namasham tascha mam bhaktya nitcha yukto bhasate. He's telling you now how to put the theory into practice. If you will regularly chant the holy names of God, you will become practically situated on the transcendental platform. You will be elevated to the transcendental existence. If somebody learns how to be an airplane pilot, but they never fly an airplane, what is the value of the training? You are trained as an airplane pilot? Now fly the airplane.
वास्तविक विद्या वही है जब उसको ट्रेनिंग होगी उसके बाद उसको बोला जाए अब जहाज को उड़ा के दिखाओ.
So the spiritual master educates you, you are not a being of this world. And then he gives you an airplane. And he teaches you how to fly that airplane. Back to the eternal existence of the spiritual world. What is that airplane? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare. That is the airplane. So the airplane pilot, when he is flying the airplane, now he is properly situated. So we want you all to become airline pilots.
हम चाहते हैं कि सभी आप विमान के पायलट बन जाएं.
On Hare Krishna Airlines.
हरे कृष्णा एयरलाइन के नाम से जहाज को उड़ाएं.
And we'll give you your own plane to fly.
हम आपको आपका एक निजी विमान भी दे देंगे.
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. So what do you do? What does the airplane pilot do if he runs into bad weather while he's flying?
जब जो विमान का चालक है कभी उसको बहुत ही बुरा अगर
he comes, he's flying along, there's some storm. What does he do? He elevates the airplane to a higher altitude. So if you're being bothered by the material miseries of life, adi-atmic miseries, adi-bhaktic miseries, adi-bhautik, adi-daivik miseries, then all you have to do is take your airplane to a higher level. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So how do you do that then? What is the practical technique? How to take your airplane to a higher level? Don't think this is simply chanting. This is called japa mantra meditation. You have to dive deeply into that mantra. See the mantra like a door or a window. And try to enter through the window of the mantra into the transcendental existence. In this way, meditate deeply on this sound vibration. If you absorb yourself deeply enough in this transcendental sound vibration, you will pass through the window and enter the spiritual existence. Where life is eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. So there's nothing more important than you do every day than chanting Hare Krishna. It is the most important thing you do every day. Therefore, I recommend do it first thing in the morning. Rise early before the sunrise. Take your bath. And get your japa beads and chant with great intensity of focus of mind. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then by that deep absorption in Krishna's name, you will taste great transcendental bliss. And you go out into the Delhi commute You realize Krishna is everywhere. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, I am the sound in ether. So in the Delhi commute, there are so many sounds. Rum, rum, rum. So many sounds are there. If you have chanted very good japa, you will experience all of the sound of a Delhi commute as Krishna. And when you go to your office, what do you do sometimes? You drink water. So what does Krishna say? He says, Rasoham Apsukonteya. I am the taste of the water. So if you have chanted very nice japa in the morning and before you leave your house, when you take that drink of water, you will taste, oh, this is so wonderful, Krishna. So in this way, if you do very good chanting every morning, you will feel, you will see how Krishna is present everywhere. What does Krishna also say? I am the ability in man. So when you see how expert your boss is in making you work very hard at your job, you can think, oh, this is also Krishna. His expertise as a manager, this is also Krishna. So in this way you can connect with Krishna in everything. But the key is you have to dive deep into the mantra every morning before you begin your day. Don't sleep to the last minute, throw some prasadam in your mouth and head out on the commute. Don't sleep until the last minute, throw some prasadam in your mouth and head out on the commute. Follow the example of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He would come home from work, he'd take his meal and then immediately go to bed. And then he would rise very, very early in the morning to do bhakti. So don't take the evening time as a time for rajasic pleasure. Simply take your dinner, finish your business quickly and go to rest for the night. Except when there's a program at the temple, that's an exception. And in this way, discipline yourself to rise very early and chant the Hare Krishna mantra. With great focus and attention. And then you will be swimming in an ocean of bliss. You will be tasting the sweetest nectar, Namamrita. You'll be living in the Namamrita Sindhu, the ocean of the nectar of the name. Krishna has so kindly appeared in the form of his name. Golokera Prema Dana Hari Nama Sankirtana. What's the name? I'm ending it at 8:30, so don't worry. So we have 5 minutes in here at 8:30. In 5 minutes. Does anybody have any questions?
महाराज जी बहुत ही प्रसिद्ध है, इंटरनेट पर भी प्रश्नों के उत्तर देते हैं, तो हम बड़े भाग्यशाली आज साक्षात महाराज आप उपस्थित है हमारे बीच में, तो आपके पास जो भी प्रश्न है कृपया पूछिए।
You can tell me in my ear what his question is.
Ideally, at what time should we rise and do chanting?
Okay. Ideally, what time should we rise to chant?
Ideally, you should be up by 4 a.m.
प्रश्न है कि सबसे अच्छा क्या है, कितने बजे सुबह उठना चाहिए? महाराज बोल रहे हैं प्रतिदिन सुबह 4 o'clock in the morning.
4 a.m. Yeah.
4 a.m. 4 बजे.
I personally prefer to be up by 3.
महाराज तो सुबह 3 बजे उठ जाते हैं रोज.
But it depends on your schedule also. For some people it may not be possible to get up by 4 a.m.
कुछ लोगों के लिए मुमकिन नहीं हो सकता 3 बजे उठना, तो 4 बजे उठ सकते हैं.
But ideally 4 a.m.
वास्तव में
If you can't get up at 4 a.m., get up at 4:30. Can't get up at 4:30, get up at 5. But get up very early and get those round done as early as possible. Any other questions? Yeah, there's a good one.
If we get up at 4, what is the perfect time for chanting?
अगर हम 4 बजे उठते हैं तो जब कितने बजे शुरू कर देना चाहिए?
You can chant immediately.
आप तुरंत ही जप शुरू कर सकते हैं.
The best thing is take bath and immediately start chanting japa.
सुबह स्नान करो और जप पे लग जाओ.
If you have enough time on your schedule, then you can offer an arti also, mangal arti.
अगर आपके पास समय है तो आप भगवान की कृपा मंगल आरती कर सकते हैं quickly.
Depends on what time do you have to leave for the office.
आपको 10 बजे सुबह कितने बजे जाना होता है? 9
o'clock. Oh, you're sitting pretty. Yeah, I would get up at 4, have Mangal Arti, Tulsi worship, Japa, Bhagavatam, and breakfast. Oh, you're in good shape. 9 o'clock, leaving for the office. The more you can have a program like the temple, the better. Next, any other? We got 2 minutes left. Any other questions?
Any more questions?
Here's a gentleman here with a question.
Ask me what time we should take bath.
Bath? It depends. I take bath maybe 3:15. Depends. Here and now I'm taking bath about 3:15 a.m. I rise, turn on the water heater, let it warm up a little bit, and then take bath.
सुबह स्नान कितने बजे चाहिए करना, ये निर्भर करता है कि आप कितने बजे उठते हो। बारह सुबह 3 बजे उठते हैं और 3:15 बजे तक स्नान कर चुके होते हैं।
The best thing is to take bath and then start chanting. That's the ideal thing.
How to dive deeply in the chanting?
Yes.
प्रश्न है कि हम जप में कैसे डूब कर उसका स्वाद ग्रहण करें।
How to dive deeply into the chanting. Have you ever gone to a movie before? Yeah. Did you ever get deeply absorbed, so deeply absorbed in the movie, when the movie was over, you forgot where you were, you got so absorbed in the movie, you thought that was reality?
आप कभी सिनेमा या फिल्म देखते हैं तो उसमें कई बार आप बिल्कुल डूब जाते हैं? आपको लगता है कि बिल्कुल जो स्क्रीन पर हो रहा है वो वास्तविकता से हो रहा है, ऐसा होता है आपके साथ?
So just as you can get absorbed in a movie and you forget you're in Delhi when you see that movie.
जब आप सिनेमा में वो फिल्म देख रहे हैं तो आप कई बार भूल जाते हो कि आप दिल्ली में बैठे हो, आप मूवी में घुस जाते हो पूरा.
In the same way, you get so absorbed in the name, you forget you're in Delhi.
तो
You feel you're in Vrindavan, the look of Vrindavan, Krishna. That's called deep meditation. We get about 15 seconds left. One last question.
एक और प्रश्न किसी का अंतिम लास्ट क्वेश्चन ऑफ द डे यस
ऑल राइट दैट्स इट टाइम इज अप
महाराज इज सो पंक्चुअल लुकिंग एट क्लॉक टाइम अप
हां
आई एम सेइंग महाराज इज सो पंक्चुअल यू आर लुकिंग एट द क्लॉक कॉलिंग इट टाइम अप
8:30 आई एम टोल्ड इन एट 8:30 सो आई फॉलो द अथॉरिटीज Okay, so I'm very happy to see all you wonderful souls taking up this pathway of Krishna Bhakti. Translation into Hindi, please. I can't say it in Hindi. So you have to say it in Hindi. I'm very happy to see all of you taking up Krishna Bhakti. You are the most fortunate people in this world. You're more fortunate than the rich people, the famous people, and the powerful people of this world. Whoever takes the Krishna Bhakti is the most fortunate person in this world. So you are the most fortunate people. Now you increase that good fortune. By as much as possible, always chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much.
Hare Rama.